Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have you on board on a haiku hump day kind of night tonight. It is the Fan After Dark. I just wrapped up the Mythical High School Football Show. Week 8 of the Texas high school football season is here. Okay, we've got week 7 of the NFL season that kicks off tomorrow. What are we, week 7 or week 8 of the week 8 of the college football season, correct? Cuz aren't they a week ahead of the National Football League? We got a lot of good games as well. Yeah, Degenerate Jake, aren't you the producer of Fan University?
I am the producer
the hottest
of Fan
show
University. Yep, the hottest show in the DFW is what they're saying.
My God.
Now, just got finished with some intros, so it's going to become even hotter of a show.
Oh,
yeah.
Stay tuned. I'll tell you what, we had Brennan Baxter on last night. I mean, my ears were smoking after we had Brennan on last night.
Hot takes.
I mean, it's and I will say, I mean, maybe a little too much Texas Tech love as far as I'm concerned. All right, I just want to make
never
that clear.
Never have too much Texas Tech love. Come
I
on now.
I want to make that clear, okay? Get a little Texas Teched out, but that's all right.
Can I be honest?
Another day.
I made a mistake on the show prep sheet. I'm looking at it right now, and there's no haikus on there.
Mm.
I don't know where it's going to fit.
I mean, specifically, since I told you before, up at 6:30.
He walked in. I thought he said Brandon Laurie and Fair Foul. Those are the two things I heard.
No, I said.
Tweeted out haikus.
Yeah, I even so tweeted it out.
So it's kind of stapled.
Yeah.
What are we replacing?
9:40.
9:40 is Brandon Laurie, I thought.
No, Brandon Laurie's at 8:40.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I tweeted it out. You could have paid attention. I mean,
I don't follow.
You know, I was doing another radio show. So
don't follow you on Twitter.
Not sure what you were doing pre-show.
Okay. So what are we doing at 9:40?
Haikus. How many more times do you need me to say it?
Haiku.
Again. Check your Twitter.
Am I missing anything else? Is there anything else that's happening? Fair or foul?
Yeah.
Where's that happening?
You want to do that in the 10 o'clock hour?
We can do that.
We'll do it in the 10 o'clock hour. We got Degenerate Jake cooking up a parlay at 10:20. How did our parlay hit last week anyway? Not good?
We're going to take a look
not
at
good?
That at 10:20.
Not
yeah.
good? Okay. Fair enough.
One of us got a pick, right?
8:20 Cowboys audio. Tyler Booker spoke today.
Okay.
Ryan Schottenheimer spoke today.
Yes, he did.
As well
George
as
Pickens
George
spoke
Pickens.
Today.
And I will tell you this, guys, the two players, very positive. Very positive audio you're going to hear. Schottenheimer is obviously going to be kind of coach speak and, you know, whatever. But the audio that you hear from George Pickens and Tyler Booker is encouraging. So I think you guys will enjoy that.
Give us a hint, Blake. Why?
I'm about to tell them, Fred. So George Pickens, the overall tone, we're not going to play every clip, but he's just happy to be there. Even the Dallas Cowboys kind of put that as the note on there. Said, happy to be here, George Pickens. And every time he answers the question, I just love the guys. Just super happy. Just love the people are seeing the real George Pickens now. I'm a goofy guy. I'm fun. Other guys were talking about him. So I think you guys will enjoy that audio. And kind of, he even gets asked some contract talks.
Do you think he's fun?
I don't know. I haven't really interacted with him.
I'm just saying based off the
video?
Off the videos.
Yeah, he was smiling the whole time.
I didn't get the warmest of fuzzies from his...
You watched it?
I saw a clip of the question was asked, you know, do you want to come back?
You got to watch the whole 7 minutes. See?
The whole 7 minutes?
Well, the whole tone is pretty happy. That's what I'm saying. That one clip, I don't think serves it justice. We can't be clickbait people.
I'm not saying it's clickbait. Again, I'm telling you what I saw. And I'm telling you that the clip I saw of his answer did not give me the warmest of fuzzies that he's going to come back next year.
I would wholeheartedly disagree. Listening to the whole thing, he seemed happy the whole time. That question, you probably just realized. No, I'm giving my opinion.
Yeah.
My opinion. On my side, I feel like it was very happy.
Yeah.
Very, very much. If you hear all the questions leading up to it, when you hear that
one. Can we just play it now to put this to rest?
I mean, it's going to be played out of context, but sure.
What do you mean played out of context?
That's why I said the stuff before matters. So
what's the clip? What number is the clip? For Pickens.
Let me find it.
Let's see. How much fun are you having? Da, 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 da.
Don't care about that.
I could care less.
Get to the nitty gritty.
Could care less. Did somebody really ask, do you practice your celebrations?
They did, and it's not worth playing the audio.
No, it's not.
He just says yes.
It's an ignorant question. Who cares?
Yeah, well, don't say it's an ignorant question.
You know,
We don't know who asked it.
I don't care who asked it. It's an ignorant question.
Coming in real brash today.
This team's 2-3-1. I could care less if George Pickens is practicing celebrations.
Not George's fault.
I don't care. It's a stupid question.
Okay.
You practice your
celebrations. You want football only questions.
This team is 2-3-1.
Okay. They're still the Dallas Cowboys. It's still entertainment at the end of the day.
Oh, God. You know what? That's why y'all don't win those Super Bowls right there with that attitude.
Look at that. See, that's right. Anytime we start, he starts switching.
That's right.
Not us.
Technically, we're not supposed to say we. Technically.
I don't think y'all is any better.
Well, I've throw you because you're
y'all Cowboy fans.
Longtime Cowboy fans.
I think George, his interview was 10 out of 10. I had zero.
He could be 10 out of 10. He still asked stupid questions. I'm not saying it was a stupid answer. I'm just saying, why do we ask him?
Just start playing.
First of all, what's his celebration? I haven't even noticed a celebration from him.
I mean, I don't memorize it. I just think
that's what I'm saying. What's been memorable about his, you know, he jumps into people. He jumps over people. He points at the crowd.
We'll see, Fred. I think part of it, George Pickens very much reminds me of Kyrie Irving. Did they have the exact same write-up? No, but I'm just saying where people had a misconstrued viewpoint on them. They were not liked around NBA, NFL communities. They were thought to be toxic. Then they come to Dallas.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, all is well. You're looked at as this inspiration, and people like being around you, and people love you in the locker room. How many times do you keep hearing about Pickens is a good guy? Pickens is a great locker room guy. He's always smiling. He's always making jokes. And so I think part of that, and he even says that his very last question that he's asked is like, why do you think people are seeing this side of you more? And he's like, just more opportunities, and kind of is innuendo hinting at the media giving him more opportunities.
So
when you answer silly questions like that, it makes the
I get it. I'm just saying I don't. It's fine.
No, please. I don't mind going back and forth.
Because my thing was I didn't. If you looked at the way things were in Pittsburgh for him, right, it was always on the field stuff, right? Like the only part I would push back with the Kyrie comparison was, you know, Kyrie was very opinionated off the court as well.
Yeah, of course.
Right? Whereas with Pickens, I don't know that we've ever even heard him mention anything off the court.
Yeah, but I think what he's hinting at is something that's kind of nuanced, but it's the truth, and I don't know if everyone will agree with me, but like social media plays a big impact in how the people listening right now view these players. They see little clips of them doing games on Instagram or TikTok. Man, this player's so likable. Man, he's always smiling. Right. I like that celebration. Let's keep him on the team.
Let's resign.
Now, me and you can talk X's and O's all day long and contract. But as far as how well are you liked in the community, and like I said, remember when the Cowboys tied the Packers or whatever, and I said, if you look on the comment section of any Cowboys video, people are loving Pickens and Dak and want him to stay and are embracing him, similar with Kyrie. And part of that, not being good on the football field is the most important. Who cares if you suck? But part of that is kind of how you carry yourself on social media. When the Cowboys are doing little, what's your favorite TV show thing? And he gives an answer that everyone likes. And I think people are wrapping their arms around George Pickens. It very much helps that he's playing good football. But going back to circling all the way back to it being a dumb question, I don't think so. Now, is it an informative one that we need to play on the radio? No.
Yeah.
But just in general, in the moment for George, having that question asked, he's like, man, these people are just asking about my life. People like, I like being in Dallas. The media here in Dallas, number one in the nation. You disagree? Go ahead. Disagree. Media market's better.
I mean,
go ahead.
Number one.
I didn't stutter. Go ahead.
I'd say number one.
Well, then what would be number one then? What's on the top of your head? Go ahead. Make everybody mad.
I mean,
listening.
Number one as far as what?
Like how the media treats the players. I'm saying the Dallas.
I think you could argue nobody really. I mean, I think we live in an age now where really nobody bird dogs their people anymore.
You're saying like media doesn't try to get gotcha answers and doesn't try to run players out of town or if they don't like certain people. I'm saying this is now two disgruntled athletes as far as how the community.
See,
and that sport
that's where you and I disagree. Like, I don't think. Again, I don't know that George Pickens.
It's not the same. They didn't have the same situation. I'm just saying how people looked at him, how they got to the point doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I just didn't see it as big a deal with George Pickens. And again, I don't.
Oh, it's definitely not to the same variance of Kyrie. I'm not saying. I'm just saying he was disgruntled. People didn't like him in the NFL. People
honestly, look, at the end of the day, I could care less. Mm-hmm. I just said I thought it was a stupid question. Mm-hmm. And I still think it's a stupid question.
And I stood my ground on why it wasn't a stupid question.
And I appreciate it. And it didn't change my mind.
It's fine.
So.
Well, what cut do you want to play? You want to start playing random cuts?
I want to.
We're going to wait until 8:20, but Fred's ready.
I want to hear this cut about him, whether or not he wants to sign or will he sign with the Cowboys next year.
Here long term?
I wouldn't mind it. Like I said, the guys in the locker room super cool. The energy is great. But like I said, I always, want to showcase my talents, most definitely.
Okay, what's wrong with that? Wants to showcase his talent?
No, I'm telling you. George Pickens ain't going to be here next year.
Wow. Fred is...
George Pickens ain't going to be here next year. I'm telling you right now.
Why do you think that? Just because of that answer? Just because of contract? Because David Mulligan is his agent?
That was the most... I mean, I tell you what, it was the perfect answer. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't mind it.
I think that's the right answer. I would only want to play for the Cowboys.
Well, of course he's not going to say that, but I wouldn't mind it. I mean, there's a lot of things I wouldn't mind, but if it happens, great. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
I think he also understands what just happened with Micah, what's happening with Bland and Diggs. Like, he understands this is a business. And when you play your cards too much, I would love to play here, and this is the place I want to be, and I would do anything to be a Cowboy, and this has been the best experience, and then your leverage goes down in contract negotiations.
Well, I mean, what leverage? He's going to be a free agent.
I'm just talking about when
they need any leverage.
I know, when they're just trying to re-talk, bring him back. Well, George, you said that you'd want to play with the star more than anyone else. Come on, let's take a discount.
That means nothing. Okay. I'm telling you right now, he ain't going to be here next year.
Okay. You didn't really give any reason. You're just saying he's not going to be here.
What I heard. I just told you what I heard. I wasn't overwhelmed by that answer. Like, look, he can take it or leave being a Dallas Cowboy.
I'm here to showcase my talents. I would think every player would say that. Why wouldn't every single player that plays for the Cowboys say that?
Micah didn't before he asked for a trade.
Yeah, Micah did not. But I would think every single player on the Cowboys should have the same response. I wouldn't mind.
Not everybody on this team is George Pickens. Yeah. How many Cowboys right now would you even care if they re-signed next year?
How would you have rather him answered that question? What would have suited you to go?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
All I'm telling you is this. When I read it and I heard it, mm-hmm. I thought to myself, that's just, again, just my initial gut feeling was, he ain't going to be here next year. Mm-hmm. It was a very PC, don't read too much into it. Maybe I'll be here. Maybe I won't. And I'm saying all the right things.
And I think if I hadn't have watched the full interview, I might have come to the same conclusion as you because that clip just playing it how we just did probably does seem like that way. So I'm not like faulting you for thinking like that. All I'm saying is if you listen to the entire interview, all he's doing is talking glowingly about his teammates and how much fun he's having. And the reporters are also saying, you seem like you're having a lot of fun. And have you talked to Jerry? And that was the one question where probably his business side came out. This is me speculating. And he's like, oh, yeah, I mean, it's cool. If we do, if we don't. Because he was asked about, when have you talked to Jerry about contracts? He's like, I'm locked into the season. I haven't talked to Jerry one time about contracts. Which I wouldn't expect him to. They're 5-6 weeks into the season. They're not. We can do that, but I don't think George Pickens is going to Jerry's office after every game doing contract negotiations.
Well, he shouldn't. I mean, we already know Mulligata clients don't do that.
Yeah.
At least they're not supposed to.
So I'll go on the other side. I think George wants to stay and will stay. So I'll go complete opposite of you.
I mean, I'm sure he wants to, but again, his agent's David Mulligata, and he's going to get $30 million.
So would he have to say, I'm going to stay? That'd be the only way to change your mind? I'm going to stay and be a Dallas Cowboy out loud to the media?
I mean, it would go a long way towards making you feel like he was leaning towards staying here. He's going to take the best deal, period.
Why wouldn't anybody?
I get that, but it ain't going to be from Dallas.
I get what you're saying. You're saying he might want to, but you just don't think Dallas. You're making this more of a Dallas thing than a Pickens thing. I thought you were saying, like, the way Pickens said that.
Let's put it this way. Not just that, but he's not giving Dallas a hometown discount, is what I'm going to say.
And you're not faulting him for that?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I mean,
we're on the same page.
Look, on one hand, he needed to resuscitate his reputation. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he's already low-key done that.
And through 6 weeks, he's absolutely done that. Yep. He has 1,000% resuscitated his reputation. And
on
you
both
know,
sides, on and off the field. I know there wasn't off the field
well,
issues,
off
but
the
just
field, but
the same personality-wise, it seems to be in high regard.
Right? Well, it's letting people know, like, okay, guess what? He's a wide receiver who, when he doesn't get the football, doesn't like, you know, the situation. And guess what? Pittsburgh, I mean, you know, DK Metcalf isn't having a problem right now, but he's also got Aaron Rodgers throwing to him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And again, we've seen receivers have issues in Pittsburgh before.
You'll see.
So maybe it's not just, and I think the other, just real quick, mm-hmm. I think it's also an issue of, okay, well, maybe it's not just George Pickens, mm-hmm. right? Maybe Pittsburgh, it's great for defenders, but it's not the end all be all for offensive players. That you know, it used to be back in the
post
day.
Big Ben.
Post Big Ben, it is where receivers and offensive players go to die.
Yeah.
All right, is the unfortunate part of, and that's why you're bringing in 45-year-old Aaron Rodgers to try to resuscitate whatever you've got left. But I just feel like when you've got David Mulligata, for as contentious as things got with Micah Parsons, and again, is it me being way too over-speculative just off one answer? But I'm just telling you, when I read that and then when I heard it, it didn't change my mind at all.
Well, we're going to play some more George Pickens audio in the next segment as well as Tyler Booker and Brian Schottenheimer. At 8:40, we'll have Brandon Laurie of Blogging the Boys on. 9 o'clock, Dallas Mavericks' final preseason game is tonight against none other than the Los Angeles Lakers. Luka will not be in that game, but we'll get you guys locked and loaded for that one at 9. 9:20, a little NFL stack and just headlines that's going around. 9:40, I forgot it. Fred put it back on there. The haikus, haiku hump day. 10 o'clock.
We need topics.
Yeah, we do. Well, 10 o'clock.
George Pickens be one of them?
Sure.
Let's do it.
10 o'clock or reporter questions. 10 o'clock, ooh, fair or foul. 10:20, we got Degenerate Jake in the building. He'll be building us a parlay. And then 10:40, we'll get you guys out of here. If you enjoyed that audio, you want more context, you want to know how hyped Tyler Booker is to get back in the lineup and what Schottenheimer's doing to fix this team, then stay tuned. We'll go over all that audio next on the Fanta Dark.
May have gotten a little, may have been a little irritable in the first segment. All right, my high school show ran long, and so Blake and I usually pregame. My pregame days are over. I haven't pregamed in quite some time.
You could still get down though, with like water.
Could I?
Yeah. I mean, all the festivities that go with it. Like if we were going to like a big college weekend.
Well, I wouldn't feel right.
What, drinking water? What's wrong with
that? No, being at a pre-party?
What if some honeys walked up to you?
Dude, I'm 44 years old, man.
They could be like the moms of the kid on the team.
Do they go to the game, the pre-parties?
Yeah. Do they? The moms. The moms are the ones holding it down.
I don't go to these things.
I would say the people your age a lot of time at these pre-tailgates are like the ones that bring the barbecue
they do
grill.
Now I could see that. I mean they definitely get
they're not running around, but the one under the tent actually, yeah, always.
I mean look, it's I mean I haven't been to one in a while, so I guess I mean I can definitely be around it. I mean I'm not gonna get too freaked out by it, but no. And then of course people are, it's Fred angry already, Blake with the patience of a saint. Look, all I'm saying is this, and I
first time
I,
someone's like ever said that about me,
I'll be calm from here on out. But I just, again, it's funny because, here's the funny thing. I meant to text you earlier today. I've had a lot going on this afternoon. And
back-to-back days, by the way.
What's that?
You haven't texted me during the day. Back-to-back days.
Well, we did talk on the phone, so that there's that. But
no text.
No, it's funny because I saw that clip earlier today. And I'm telling, and again, I just remember reading it and I thought to myself, huh. That doesn't sound all that positive to me. And it was, look, anybody that's out there, you know sometimes you read something or hear something and you get an initial gut reaction. Doesn't mean it's right, okay? And look, if George Pickens comes back and signs a team-friendly deal, you guys can all say, see, Fred, you're an a-hole. Blake was right. And I'll be like, yeah, great. And
3 years, $10 million for Fred.
Look, and just real quick. I would love to see George Pickens back. Let me make that clear. I would love to see George Pickens back in a Cowboys uniform, mm-hmm. Okay? But I think there's two things at play here that are going to prevent him from coming back. Number one, his agent, David Mulligetta. All right? David Mulligetta has already made it clear, I get my guys the most money possible. Mm-hmm. All right? You got Deshaun Watson, $240 million guaranteed after beating a sexual assault case. So that if that didn't tell you enough about the kind of guy that David Mulligetta is, and oh, by the way, he just totally okie-doked Jerry Jones. Now, whether we can get into the whole, pros and cons of that deal, but gets him over to Green Bay, boom, gets him $47 million, all right? So all I'm saying is, and then, oh, by the way, last but certainly not least, even if it was any other agent, Jerry and them are going to wait till the very end and negotiate against themselves anyway.
They love it.
Before it's too late.
Hey, I think it's the thrill, man.
Which is stupid, though.
I think I think the Joneses and the brass and the leadership in the front office, they just like the thrill of waiting and putting it in the media and are we going to get it done? Like, even though they control it, for the most part, obviously it's a two-way street, but for the most part, if Jerry says, hey, we're going to do this contract, take it or leave it, or let's negotiate for a week and do it, it's most likely going to get done. The whole Micah with we're not talking to you, that was a pretty extreme situation. It doesn't really happen that much really in any sport. We're not talking to you. It is what it is. We're not even going to call your agent.
Flex,
now, man. How the agent talks go, that can vary. But as far as just not even chatting with them, that's a very one-off thing that I think It'll be in the news every time it happens with the stuff that happened with Jerry and Micah. That's not normal. Even for the Cowboys, that's not normal.
And he'd already kind of put his, you know, stamp on the ground as far as this is how it's going to be. Yeah. And we heard more as time went on about that. But apparently
that stamp was there a little bit earlier.
And that stamp was there a lot earlier than even we realized.
Are they going to get a contract done? Jerry just at the house listening.
No, I'm calling the Jets, actually, to see if I can get Quinnen Williams and see what we can do there. So,
listen to what the fans say.
I just feel like with the way this team does business, you know, in the grand, but you know, if it's a Hunter Lipke, if it's a Deron Bland, if it's a Jake Ferguson, you'll get those deals done.
They love those.
They love getting those
mid. You're not the best in your position, but you're teetering.
Unless you're a Tyler Smith,
yeah,
right. Which that seemed like, but linemen, they'll pay those guys no issue. So with George Pickens, there's just too many variables at play, and I feel like George Pickens understands that.
Did the Cowboys think that bringing in George was going to make them a Super Bowl contender in the offseason? You have to ask yourself that question. And if they thought yes.
I think from Jerry's standpoint, yes.
If they thought yes, like this, if we even get one season out of George, we're going to be contending for Super Bowl, then okay, then you let him walk and you were just expecting this year. If you said, hey, we're not going to win the Super Bowl this year, but we're going to be a good team, bring in George and re-sign him, and then you would re-sign him. Otherwise, why did you bring him in for a year? Just to be like, give us 8 good games? What is that?
Yeah.
What does that do? Because I didn't think they were Super Bowl contender this year.
Because or the fact that you need to, because okay, think about it this way, right? And that's a great question. So last year, the defense wasn't great. The offense wasn't great. And outside of a banged up CeeDee Lamb, what do you got? Nothing, right? Yeah. And you had Cooper Rush at quarterback. At least with, and this is where George Pickens, and again, great foresight from Jerry and Steven and whoever was the brain trust that decided, let's go out and get a George Pickens, which, by the way, you only give up a third round pick.
Which is good value from what you're
great, hearing. Tremendous value. I mean, you're getting him for pennies on the dollar based off of what he's, you know, your ROI is through the roof right now. And if he decides to go elsewhere, which again, my gut tells me he probably will, just because he's shown you the first 6 weeks of the season that, okay, I'm one of the best wide receivers in football, you're going to get a third, you'll get that third round pick back. So basically, you got a 1 year rental and you made your money back compensatory pick wise.
Okay.
If George Pickens leaves, and guess what?
I hear you, because he's obviously, you don't want to let him walk for free.
Well, you don't, but you know you're going to get something. That's the way the NFL works, right? So if you lose a free agent, you know you're going to get you're going to get that back. Now, if you'd have given up a first-round pick or something like that and you let him walk, so then you're it's saying like, okay, what you do?
The Cowboys are kind of in good waters either way. Either you keep George or you get exactly what you got for him back.
That's it. You know, I mean, he's going to get – I mean, you're in a – it was one of those deals where, look, you spend a third-round pick on a guy who, if he comes in and it becomes a headache like he was in Pittsburgh, all right – then he only hurts himself, and maybe, all right, he wasn't what we thought he was going to be, all right? And then that's a bigger deal for the rest of the NFL at that point, okay? Because then he becomes what's the old boy that was with Pittsburgh? Deion Johnson that went around Deontay like 18 Johnson. Teams yeah. before, you know, he gets cut. Quick, I mean, he fell out. He's gone, okay? Think about it. This guy was a leading receiver 3 years ago. Now he's out of the league, okay? George Pickens, and again, for anybody that watched George Pickens play in Pittsburgh, like, it was like, no. If you just give this guy a legit legit quarterback, this guy could be what we're seeing now.
Well, I'm gonna throw to Degenerate Jake. He's got all the Pickens cuts back there. I told him to spin the wheel of Pickens, whatever audio you want to play. So, Jake, take it away.
Let's get started with something Blake teased earlier when they asked, "How much fun have you had playing this year on the Cowboys?"
Yeah, definitely. Especially off the camera, so I can't record myself. So I feel like definitely people can put stuff out there to kind of, you know, tarnish an image. But I always feel like I was having fun, like you said. And definitely, like I said, with the guys in the receiver room, like I said, PC, C, Turp, the guys that I see every day kind of, you know, keep us uplifted as well.
Now, me and Fred are trying to figure out who PC is.
All right. Talk amongst yourselves. I'm gonna look this up.
Do you have any guesses, Jake? We've been trying to figure out who PC is, the acronym that he gave. He said Terp, PC.
Oh, man.
We said Patrick Creighton, but he's obviously not on the coaching staff, so that pretty much put the kibosh on that.
I've got another tidbit that would take us really off topic, but it's
go
funny.
For it.
Go ahead.
Do you know what the Delaware quarterback's name is, or last name?
PC.
It's Mini Coochie.
I'll let you guys kind of take that wherever you want to take it. What do we think that's? What do we think that's the origin of?
Probably the same country as Ben DiNucci, I'd imagine. I mean, there's got to be some sort of semblance.
So his
Scottish.
His what's his first name?
Nick.
And what's his last name? Mini Coochie. Nick Mini Coochie.
Yep.
That's how it's spelled.
You think his mom's middle name is Hazza? Anyway.
We're supposed to be playing Pickens Audio. Did we figure out who PC is?
There's nobody.
It's a ghost. He's got an imaginary friend on the team.
It's got to be like an equipment guy or something. I don't know. I'm looking at the offense, right? Clayton Adams, that's KA. Junior Adams, that's JA.
That's a nickname for CD, you know?
What PC?
What could you put before CD that starts with a P?
Oh, you think maybe CD? Pookie?
Pookie CD.
Somebody on the text line, let us know who PC is on the Cowboys that he's referring to.
Did you guys know that the assistant offensive line coach and quality control coach for the Dallas Cowboys is Ramon Chinyoung?
I did not know that until you just told me.
Ramon Chinyoung Sr. So apparently there's a Ramon Chinyoung Jr. Running around somewhere. Ken Dorsey, Derek Foster, Ryan Feeder, Steve Shimko. Connor Riley, Dealey Harding, Tequan Underwood, and Lenda Wells.
None of
those start with a P or a C. And then...
Okay, people are saying Paris Campbell.
He is a receiver, isn't he?
There we go. Paris Campbell. I said
Campbell. Huh. Anyway, we can't take you two anywhere, can we? Paris Campbell.
There you go.
Has he even... what is he on, the practice squad? Tell you what, play that cut one more time.
Yeah, definitely. Especially off the camera, so I can't record myself. So I feel like definitely people can put stuff out there to kind of, you know, tarnish an image. But I always feel like I was having fun, like you said. And definitely, like I said, with the guys in the receiver room, like I said, PC, C, Turp, the guys that I see every day.
Okay, go ahead and kill that. So Paris Campbell is the first mention, all right, on the as far as the group. CD and Turp are the three guys he mentions. Paris Campbell, CD, and Turp.
This is actual data we can use.
Now that's the information I want more of. Okay, this is the, you know, Kalen DeBoer is 12-3 when he wears black tops.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is the kind of information. This is the hard hitting info.
Those are the hard
to get. I'm telling you right now.
Just him being himself. The names of the camera. He didn't say JT.
No, he didn't. Didn't say Flannoy.
He said Flo earlier in the press.
Oh, did he?
He said Flo, not in that question. I'm just saying earlier.
Didn't mention him as part of the receiver room that he has fun with.
Yeah.
Maybe. But that's not to say we're not here to instigate and be ugly. Meanwhile, Paris Campbell did not realize this, just for in case you guys were wondering, a quick dive. Went to the same high school as LeBron James.
Oh, wow.
Paris Campbell, that's correct. Went to St. Vincent St. Mary in Akron. Went to Ohio State, all right, and is on his fourth team. He's played with the Indianapolis Colts, which I do remember him having the...
Oh, yeah. He was nice with the Colts.
Well, was he? The Giants, Philly. Apparently, he's doing the NFC East tour, so maybe the Commanders will be next for him. And he's now a Dallas Cowboy. He's won a Super Bowl and a national championship. Paris Campbell. Give it up for Paris Campbell.
You got any other Pickens audio for
us? And a Pickens buddy, apparently.
Let's get back on topic. So he was asked about CD coming back, and then he was asked how his confidence has grown since CD went out.
Super good. Like I said, moving me around, especially when C was out, which gave me a better understanding of, like, the full playbook now, you know what I mean, as well. So, like, when C comes back, Turk comes back, now they can move more of us all around, you know, a little bit better than we did before.
I think that was the best informative answer. The fact that they said they're moving him around, they did move him around, and they're going to continue to do that. And Schottenheimer also talked about that, how they had Pickens in one spot, they had him at outside, and CD was the guy we're moving around, being our Puka Nacua, being our Cooper Kupp, being our Amon-Ra, the guy that, hey, we're getting the ball to you, we're going to move you around and manipulate matchups. And now you can do that with Pickens. And you just saw wide receiver one, run any route in the tree, run the playbook, and Pickens said it in that answer, learning the playbook better. So if you're Schottenheimer, these are real tangible things that you can put in the game plan. I can run that same play that I ran for CD. Hey, they think it's going to CD. I got him in the same spot. All of a sudden, Pickens is that the playbook opens where I can call that play for Pickens now as well. So you got three guys in Turpin as well. We know likes to move around. You got three guys that Schottenheimer and Clayton Adams can now have fun with as far as the playbook and opening it up. So I think the passing game is just going to hit another level. Just we'll see if the run game follows
this off. And I think that, look, I think the run game's going to be okay. I don't want to act like because they had one rough game, and that's going to happen, right? Yeah. Now, if they come out against the Commanders on Sunday, who we found out don't have a great defense, kind of Cowboyish, now not as bad as Dallas, let's get that straight. If you go out and struggle to run the ball on Sunday again, then, okay, now we can kind of have a little cause for concern. I'm not going to get too over, you know, I'm not going to get too concerned just yet. I mean, look, as long as your defense is hemorrhaging points and yards and everything else, I mean, that's your, you know, chief concern right there. No chief concern with this next guest, one of the original OGs of the Fan After Dark guest list, Mr. Brandon Laurie from Blogging the Boys joins us next. That's Degenerate Jake. That's Blake. I'm Fred. This is Fan After Dark. Great read, Degenerate Jake. And shout out to all you fatties and tolos out there who picked up on Paris Campbell being PC and not Patrick Creighton, as Mr. Blake and I speculated during the break. But all right, let's jump out to the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program. It's been a while. In fact, I want to say it's been...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
First time we've had him on all season. Shame on us, but he's also been a very, you've had him on?
No, I said it's been too long.
Yeah, no, it's been too long. But I'll tell you what, he's one of the busiest guys in all of the land.
I was thinking about him yesterday.
Brandon, I'll let you take do with that however you wish. Brandon Laurie from Blogging the Boys. Blake was thinking about you, my man.
I'm totally flattered by that. And I have to say, Blake, you set me up so well at the tail end of the G-Bag Nation. I truly appreciate that. I got to set the record straight. I know you guys were a little confused of where I'm located. A little speculation. The rumors are true. I am on the East Coast.
Let's go.
I will say I am in New Jersey, which, of course,
I knew that.
Given this, you know, where we're at right now as far as the level of competition in the NFC East, I'm right in enemy territory, an hour from Philly, an hour from New York. So you can only imagine how I'm getting blasted by the Philly fans and the Giants fans on a regular basis. But that's okay. I'm proud to support the Cowboys all the way here in New Jersey. And, of course, we have a Maryland team that's going to be coming into Dallas this weekend, too, so we can get into that.
No, we absolutely will. All right, so first and foremost, and Blake and I, we kind of kicked things off in a raucous way today, talking about the George Pickens comment today about, you know, whether or not he wants to be back in Dallas. And he said, you know, I wouldn't mind it. And I think with everything being the way it is with the Cowboys and with his agent, I don't think he comes back next year. Through six games so far, though, I don't think you could have asked for anything better. Your thoughts on A, number three, and B, the likelihood of him being in a Cowboys uniform next year?
George Pickens has been phenomenal through the first six games. And I actually put this out on a tweet just before we hopped on here, and I'll let you decide how good he's been. George Pickens is one of five players in the last 30 years, so 30 years, 3-0, with 500-plus receiving yards and 6-plus receiving touchdowns in his first six games with a new team. The other five times that's happened, it happened twice with Randy Moss in 1998 when he was with Minnesota and 2007 with New England. Of course, Terrell Owens in 2004 with Philly, and Amari Cooper, who we know very well, back in 2018 with Dallas. That's it. Those are the guys who are on that list. So to answer your question, whether or not he's in a Cowboys uniform next year, I just don't see how you let a guy with this much talent leave the building and at least just put him on the franchise tag. And maybe the Cowboys work out a deal with him long term, or maybe they just have him as another one-year rental. But to me, how well he's played right now across six games, the chemistry he has with Dak, the relationships he's seemingly building in the locker room. I know a lot of guys talked about him today and how maybe he came in a little shy, had to find his role in this team, but has sort of blossomed into a good character guy for the team. And I don't blame him for trying to wait and see what the market would be, but I would think that Jerry Jones is smart enough to know that you can kind of slap the franchise tag on him, and then you can have all the power, and maybe they do trade him. If they can't come to a deal, but at least all the cards are in the hands of Jerry Jones and not in George Pickens and David Mulligetta.
Speaking more broadly just about the Dallas Cowboys and the trade deadline looming large, do you think the Cowboys will be buyers or sellers close to that time? I know a big part of the answer goes on how many wins or losses, but you obviously watch this team. What do you think this team will be come trade deadline?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head there, Blake. I really think it depends on where the next three games go. I mean, they have, of course, the Commanders, then the Broncos, and then the Cardinals. So if they go 0-3 in the stretch and they're 2-6 and 1 at the bye, I don't think there's any way that they're being buyers at the trade deadline. Now, I will say that I think the Jonathan Mingo trade caught us by surprise. But, you know, I just think that for the Cowboys, if anything, if they lose the next three games, maybe they become more sellers than buyers. I know we haven't really seen the Cowboys be sellers when it came to the trade deadline. But I just think that it all depends on where these next three games go. If they're at 500 or a little bit above 500 at the trade deadline, then I think that they realize that you can't waste the year in what Dak Prescott has been able to accomplish over these first few games where he is legitimately an MVP contender. And I think Brian Schottenheimer has done one heck of a job, but you need pieces on defense. And maybe you have someone like a DeMario Davis in New Orleans who's a veteran player that might want to win and sees, you know, something building here in Dallas that wants to hop on. Maybe there's a guy like Michael Carter II who's in New York right now as a slot corner that he has a potential out in this contract in 2026. So you get him for a one-year rental in the slot corner position, and you see what you have. I mean, there are ways to upgrade this team on defense, but I think it all depends on where it comes down to wins and where the Cowboys feel like that their team can go. If the Giants keep winning, if the Commanders keep winning, and the Eagles keep winning, and all of a sudden Dallas is at the bottom of the NFC East, then I don't think that there's any way that they acquire some players at the trade deadline.
You're listening to Brandon Laurie of Blogging the Boys. Brandon, if they were to be sellers at the deadline, who do you think are some names that we'd see popping up in trade talks realistically?
Yeah, I kind of teased this at Blogging the Boys. I have a 5 points article that came out, kind of a few takeaways from the Panthers game. So if you want to go check that out, feel free to do so. At the very tail end, I said, to trade or not to trade is the age-old question for Dallas. And I think that if you are going to be sellers and trying to acquire some guys, or at least just send some guys off, maybe get some draft capital, one name for me would be TJ Bass. I know that you always look at expiring contracts, and he's a guy that will be a restricted free agent next year. And he's actually shown some really good things, taking on a little bit more of a starter role with Tyler Booker being out. I know last week, or actually across the entire season, he's had 112 pass-blocking opportunities, according to PFF, and has only allowed just one pressure. So I think a lot of teams, they see offensive line talent and how kind of scarce it can be. And if you can acquire a guy like him, develop him, sign him to a contract for the next 3 years, we've seen offensive linemen go from Dallas and have success, like a Connor Williams, and maybe they get in a good situation. So he's one guy. And then, of course, Jalen Tolbert, your favorite wide receiver. And, you know, it's a guy where he had 7 touchdowns last year, led the team in touchdowns. He is another guy who's on an expiring contract. They have Jonathan Mingo. That's going to be coming back from injury pretty soon. Ryan Flannoy has shown that he can be a really good player for Dallas when given the opportunities. Him and Dak seem to be building their chemistry. And then if the future holds, you know, where George Pickens is long-term and CeeDee Lamb is, then it just sort of kind of the writing is on the wall for Jalen. And if he can stack a few games over the next few weeks where he can kind of add to his resume a little bit. I know he had that sort of highlight play against the Packers, which is always good to have on a trade resume. But those are kind of two guys I'm thinking right now as far as who the Cowboys can actually sell and maybe get something for.
Brandon, when we, and you and I are on the same page, look, if this team can't go 2-1 over the next three games by the bye week, I mean, you're pretty much, you're cooked. Defensively, do you see any ray of hope, silver lining, or anything that gives you any, just a modicum of optimism that this team can turn it around to where you can be just average on defense?
It'll be cool to see DeMarvian Overshown come back in a zero jersey. That's pretty much it. I've really been trying this entire week to see where the silver lining is on this defense. And it is sad because when you have a first-year head coach come in, you usually want it to be a developmental year, you know, kind of see where guys are at. You don't really have Super Bowl aspirations. But, of course, when it's the Dallas Cowboys, it really is Super Bowl or bust every single year. Not to mention you have Dak Prescott in his elder years, CeeDee Lamb in his prime, George Pickens in their prime. And with the offense firing on all cylinders, you look at the defense and just say, man, if they were just average, maybe even slightly below average or even slightly above average, I mean, this team would easily be 4-1-1, or maybe, you know, at least above 500 right now. But just looking at what they've been given up so far, I mean, they're pretty much bottom of the barrel in every single category. I really thought that you'd get a lot more from the pass rush. When Micah Parsons, of course, was traded, I really thought guys like a Marshawn Nealon, Donovan Azaraku, Dante Fowler, even being a guy who's been in the building before, I thought that these guys would step up, and it just hasn't really clicked. They've got the pressures, but those are like almost maybes. You know, it's like at the end of the day, yes, they do count, but you want to be able to force turnovers, get to the quarterback, put the offense in really difficult situations, and the Cowboys just haven't been able to do that. And I think linebacker has attributed a lot to that. So adding Overshown to the mix, I think, will certainly be a boost. But when you're kind of starting at zero, adding just one talented player going up from there, you can only do so much. So I think it really, there's not a lot of light going around right now, but I always am looking to find the optimism. So maybe we'll see what happens this weekend. If the Cowboys can turn it around and get to Jaden Daniels, maybe I'll be a little more optimistic. But right now it is very tough to find.
Brandon, was the Dallas Cowboys not bringing back Jordan Lewis their biggest offseason mishap? I saw the tweet you put out, and we saw the numbers he's done with the Jags. Just kind of speak on that and kind of what they replaced him with.
Yeah, I woke up this morning, and I'm always looking and scouring the internet for little facts and things, and NFL Pro is always a great resource, so I encourage everybody to check that out. But the first thing that popped up was Jordan Lewis's name, and it said that he has allowed the fewest receptions over expected and the second lowest completion percentage when aligned at the nickel position. And then another part of it was that he's the only Jaguars defender to play every snap this season and one of only a handful of nickel corners to have multiple interceptions from that spot on defense. So it's like, man, I was very sad to wake up to that this morning because the Cowboys could certainly use not only someone as talented as Jordan Lewis, but also the leadership. I think over the last few years, you saw Jordan Lewis kind of come into his own, be a vocal presence when things were tough, especially last year. He was arguably the team's best defensive player when Micah Parsons was out. Even when Micah came back, he was very consistent. And you see a guy that, okay, maybe it's like a DeMarcus Ware thing where you say, hey, listen, we're going to kind of move in a separate direction here. We think that you're kind of over the hump as far as age. And, you know, we appreciate everything you've done. We're going to move on. But he's been so productive this year that you can only wish that you had a guy like that in that role. And Reddy Stewart has certainly been solid, but I just don't think the corners are really healthy right now. We know Diggs has battled injuries all year. Bland has battled his share of injuries. And, of course, Kyrie Elam, who is the training camp star, has certainly struggled a little bit too. So having one corner struggle is bad enough, but having all three kind of still try and find their footing is really tough. And I think Lewis would have been a great asset for them to kind of stabilize things. But that's just not where we're at right now. And I don't think there's anybody coming. Josh Butler would be great to have, but he might not be ready for the entire year, if not the end of the year. And, of course, Savone Revel, the rookie third-round pick, I think you're going to be asking a lot for a rookie to come in and be the saving grace for the secondary. So I think you have what you have right now, and it doesn't look great. Get better maybe with health, but the season's already started, and the bye week doesn't come for another 3 weeks. So I would certainly say it's a concern, and Lewis would certainly be an addition right now.
Brandon, what you working on?
Working on some potential trade targets for the Cowboys. I know, like we mentioned, that the trade deadline is looming. Trade target articles are always great for the SEO. So be sure to take a look at that when it comes out on Blogging the Boys. And I'm going to be talking about the Cowboys and their lack of development when it comes to the pass rush position. I put this out on Twitter just before we went on. Since 2019, the Cowboys have drafted 16 defensive linemen, and I'm kind of also adding DeMarvian Overshown into the mix. Without Micah Parsons in that group, all 15 of those picks have recorded 43.5 sacks since 2019. Micah Parsons himself had 52.5. So I think that you're really struggling to find production from the Cowboys drafted defensive linemen, and that's sort of hurting them right now. They've had to look to free agency to kind of supplement that, but they really need guys like Marshawn Nealon and Donovan Ezeraki to turn the corner here. And you hope that's the case with a guy like Aaron Whitecotton teaching them. But I'll be talking about that a little later in the week, so be sure to take a look at that too.
I love it, and I think that's a fantastic topic because we keep getting told ad nauseum what a great drafting team this is. Brandon, great stuff from you as always, my friend. We'll do this again real soon. We won't wait so long.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Always appreciate it.
There you have it. The one, the only, Mr. Brandon Lurie from Blogging the Boys. All right, we've got a packed hour number two. Before you tell everybody exactly what we're doing next, George Pickens is going to be one of our haiku topics, but we need a second one. All right. So 877-881-1053, preferably non-sports related. Preferably non-sports related. All right. So 877-881-1053. That's the Franklin Injury text line. George Pickens and what?
How is Shoddy going to fix his team? Tyler Booker talks after getting back from his injury, as well as positive injury news to give you on the Dallas Cowboys at the top of the hour coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.